asking you to do is put a green dot. That means it's something you want us to do, okay? If it's something that is not important to you, you don't want us to focus, you put a red dot. Okay.
Moving power lines underground, an emergency alert system that works, possibly involving sirens, safer streets, and more business activity driving a robust economy, were among the top wishes of Paradise residents participating in the town's official reconstruction planning sessions. Well over 1,000 turned out for two meetings Thursday at the Paradise Alliance Church, where ideas gathered from residents were critiqued by the public. Paradise Mayor Jody Jones.
There are so many people here tonight participating. We have 40 potential projects. They're voting on them. I want to hear what they all have to say, and I just think it's fabulous.
While there was general consensus on most, some concepts garnered skepticism. While a good majority favored pushing ahead, red stickers were abundant on placards suggesting connecting dead-end streets, building a sewer system, and affordable housing. Shauna O'Shaughnessy, CEO of Community Housing Improvement Program, or CHIP, said she was surprised.
It is really interesting that some people who chose to come to Paradise because of affordability are saying, no, I don't want that anymore.
Resident Dan McCowan said the fear and resistance is unfounded.
You know, you don't want to exclude anybody just because they don't make enough money to, you know, spend $600,000 to have their house rebuilt. And that's what it's going to cost.
Building a sewer system for downtown also received pushback, with some concerned it would bring in more national chain stores, altering Paradise's small town feel. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.